This is WRVO Public Media. I'm Jason Smith with this news update. Today is the 75th anniversary of when 982 Holocaust refugees arrived in the city of Oswego. Then President Franklin Roosevelt brought them to the decommissioned Fort Ontario, where they lived for nearly 2 years to escape war-torn Europe. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the city is hosting a reunion for the refugees to commemorate this historic moment in what could be the last of its kind.
Around 19 former refugees and their families are coming back to what was their first home in America. They plan to gather at several local cemeteries where some of the refugees who died at the fort are buried, and later eat lunch in the same spot where the group had its first meal after arriving in Oswego 75 years ago. George DeMass, who has met many of the former refugees while serving on the board of the Safe Haven Holocaust Refugee Shelter Museum in Oswego, says this place is sacred to many.
One of the former refugees in Baltimore, she's still convinced that Oswego is the best place on earth. You know, she said they received us when we had nothing and when we were nothing.
Members of the public are invited to attend a program at Fort Ontario at 2 o'clock today, where some of the refugees plan to speak about their experiences. DeMass says due to the age of many of the surviving refugees, this may be the last reunion in Oswego. But the work continues to tell their stories. The federal government is currently undertaking a study to determine whether Fort Ontario and Safe Haven should be made into a national park. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.